Good evening and welcome.
Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. It's good to be here with everybody. And we got lots of great people here. Dr. John here. It's been a little crazy trying to get on here tonight. We had a little problem, but we're glad to be here. So I see that Todd is here with us. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. John. Glad you were able to get through the technical issues, sir.
Yeah, sometimes we have a few technical issues here on Blog Talk Radio.
Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling, how are you doing tonight?
Well, hello there. How are you? Oh, my goodness. It's only been like last night since the brief appearance and the non-answering Todd and I's questions on WCW Retro. We were going to get to you to your old school match of the week, but I made a promise to my listeners to tune in tonight to have Dr. John, after the end of the interview, to give us all your old school match of the week right here live on Comic-Con Stars. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, okay. We'll do that a little later. And,
yes, we will. Yes, we will, Dr. John. You're not going to get out of this one, man.
Okay. All right. And Dave Atwell, how are you doing tonight?
Yes, sir. I am doing fine. Glad to be on the air this evening. I hope everybody else is doing well.
We're all doing well. Good Thank day. You very much.
What's
and,
going on?
Well, we're having a great night tonight. And wanted to say hello to our guest tonight, Joe V-Rex, Joe who runs V-Rex Virtual Reality. Joe, how are you doing tonight? I guess Joe is having a problem tonight along with us. So anyway, it's good to have Todd, Papa Stro, and Dave with us. So anyway, how's everybody doing tonight? And what we want to talk about, virtual reality. And as I said, we had a little bit of a problem getting everybody logged on tonight. So anyway, wanted to say first of all, and boy, we have the British lady saying whatever she wants to tonight, which is kind of cool.
Okay,
anyway,
John. Okay, John. Before we get to this virtual reality and everything, let's hear it right here, right now. Your old school match of the week, which is last night. By God. Let's hear it.
My old school match of the week is going to be. It's going to be Tommy Rich. Tommy
Man,
Rich.
You love some Tommy Rich.
Versus. Yeah, and we love Tommy Rich. We haven't seen Tommy in a while, but Tommy Rich versus.
Yeah, who knows Tommy?
He did a lot of great matches, and Tommy Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness!
And his opponent.
Now hold on. It seems like the British lady is going to be bringing us down here, but Tommy Rich versus I'm trying to think. Tommy. All I got to say is Tommy Rich is a great wrestler, and we
mm-hmm.
have that old story about Tommy Rich under the ring. And he was waiting for his next match. So,
you're talking about Mr. R, when Mr. R with the hood. That was the one with Brad Armstrong and Ted DiBiase, where it turned out to be Brad Armstrong being Mr. R, and everybody thought it was Tommy Rich. That was on the Superstation.
Exactly. And let me ask you this, Papa Stro. Did you ever wrestle Tommy Rich? Or did you?
Oh my God.
You were a tag team partner for
Jesus.
Him.
Who haven't I wrestled? I've ring with everybody. Oh my God!
Well,
yeah.
All right, I'll say this: you have wrestled so many people, but as a partner, you were a partner with Tommy Rich, right?
Yeah, I've been a partner, been in the ring with him countless times.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. And tell us about the best match that you had as Tommy Rich as a partner.
I can't say that because there's been many matches with Tommy Rich that's been really stellar. So I really can't pin it down to just one. There's been quite a few. I mean, we've been in all kinds of matches, cage matches, tag matches, even mama's matches, bringing mamas into the mix with his mama and Whoopi D's mom and God knows what else. So, street fights, hair versus hair. I can go on and on. I can write a book on how many matches we've had together this year.
You know, that is a thought, brother. I'm waiting
for the
book. I am waiting for your book, dude.
Well, it's in the works. It's in the works. It's getting the right publisher to publish it because I don't want to get some hairy Johnny come lately to do it. I want someone to do it right. So I'm always a firm believer of that. So once it's done, and I'll definitely will let everybody know. Sure.
Nice. Dave, you're uncharacteristically quiet.
Oh no, I'm kind of blinking in and out and picking up on the conversation in pieces, so I'm having a little technical difficulties on my end, but signal sounds pretty good now at the moment. But no, I am loud and clear at the moment, so picking up on current events, I'll catch up with the crowd here in a minute.
Absolutely, you better, Dave.
Oh, there's John.
Absolutely, I'm here, and I'm trying to get everybody rounded up. This is one of those evenings when, my goodness, it's just unbelievable that we're having a few problems, but we're trying to get Dave, and glad David's here, and Joe V Rex should be here shortly.
Oh yeah, hey, so how about that interview with the She Squatchers and the Journey last night, John?
All right, yes sir. All right, now what do you want to know about it? That was absolutely one of the most amazing interviews I've ever done. I was talking about, you know, how we have many different ways to view Bigfoot and to view the lizard man. And that was, and a lot of people apparently like that. And I got a lot of feedback, but the point is, we had we had Lizard Man. We've had a number of news stories about him, and what are we going to do? We've got to try to figure out what is going on. And number one, either the Lizard Man is a corporeal being that we see, or the Lizard Man is a vague being that is not exactly for real, but he shows up from time to time, and that's kind of like what we were talking about.
And John was on there screaming, "Give Bigfoot and Lizard Man and Mothman more press, government, by God! Quit trying to ignore him." That's awesome. I had my protest signs ready to, like, pop up any minute. It was great.
the
chat
was,
loved it.
The chat was pretty active last night. The chat was absolutely active.
It was it was amazing.
Well, thanks.
They need to start like a Bigfoot dating site or something like that, so that way, quite possibly, they can increase the population, make this thing a little easier on everybody.
Yeah, and Nicole could be at the helm for that.
I'm sure
Anna
she
Nicole
would engage.
That, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well played, brother.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you, it's very interesting when you look at Bigfoot and when you look at Mothman and when you look at Lizardman, there are two ways to look at them. Number one is they're corporeal beings. Number two, they are spiritual beings. And one thing that I found out when you're looking at the number of beings that need to be in existence to have a population that we could at least have one, it's really interesting. I was looking at that today, and frankly, there just aren't enough, you know, sightings of like 700. It takes like 750 to 1,000 different beings to make sure that we have like one lizard man or one moth man or one Bigfoot. So it must be that they are spiritual beings. They're not exactly what we would call corporeal beings. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. We know we have so many sightings of them. However, if we're not able to go out there and see them, I mean, if there's 750 of them that we would need to have a real sighting, good Lord.
Whatever you do, don't let Disney find them. Dear Lord, they're like taking over everything. Mickey Mouse has got the Infinity Gauntlet as we speak, just taking over everything. I hope they never run into Bigfoot, Lizard Man, and Mothman.
Well, that's true. Did you know? I'm gonna run over this just because Stroh brought up Disney. You know that Mickey and Minnie got a divorce, and in the court proceedings, she pleaded insanity, and Mickey agreed.
I believe it.
Yeah, because she was effing goofy.
And Batman is still screaming. He's so upset that Disney took over DC Comics.
Right? Ronald
Well, if they ever do come through and find Bigfoot, I'm going straight into the to the glow stick business. But I'm gonna take this to the whole next level. I'm gonna have different colors, different styles, so that way, it, you know, just kind of like hits everybody. Because everybody's gonna
be
out
just like Star Wars.
Yeah.